5 years ago, Mitch Hoyt of Marathon was hunting alone in the woods when his tree stand broke, sending him plunging headfirst to the forest floor.
I knew I had broken my neck or back. I couldn't move my legs. My bones had come out on my wrist there. I had broke both arms in dirt with my finger. I wrote a message to my wife and kids, and I said, Chris, I always loved you. Girls, I love you too. And then I waited there to die.
Mitch Hoyt is now confined to a wheelchair, paralyzed from the neck down. His wife and daughters provide him with constant care. But a former wrestling coach, Joe Ramsey, gave Mitch and his family the opportunity to go on a deer hunt together, all expenses paid, through a program called Empowered Dream Hunts.
Knowing Mitch and seeing him and taking him out, I mean, his hunt, he didn't get out of the blind. He sat in there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 4:45.
I loved it out there.
And your wife got to sit there, your daughter got to sit there.
My wife is a caregiver for me. It gave her an opportunity to relax for a change.
Joe Ramsey came up with the idea for Empowered Dream Hunts after overcoming his own challenges, growing up as an orphan in more than a dozen foster homes in Milwaukee and at the Lincoln Hill School in Irma.
We're going to go through trials. You're going to go through trials no matter what you are. Sometimes you think they're fair, sometimes you don't think they're fair. It gives me a perspective to just be very humbled and know that there's always somebody that we can help around the corner.
19 families have been helped by Empowered Dream Hunt since the nonprofit organization was started 4 years ago. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.